Morning, folks. This is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. We're live at 102.9 FM, whistlefm.com, formerly Whistle Radio. Sharing the Burden believes in life recovery. We are a life recovery group, and we follow the 12 steps of sharing the burden to support the hurting. All are welcome at our meetings. We hold weekly meetings in several locations. Check out sharingtheburden.ca to find the meeting closest to you, or start your own. And we need one in Stouffville soon. Yes, and I'm here with an old friend, and that doesn't mean he's an old man. He's just an old friend, becoming an old friend very quickly, and we're getting him on here as often as we can. And Gary, welcome back.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
You're most welcome. And, of course, we have Jason here, Jason Rumball, producer, what would you say, magnifique?
Extraordinaire.
Extraordinaire. Gary's got a special word for a lot of things, and it seems to be appropriate.
Yes.
And I thank you for that, Gary. And welcome, Jason.
Oh, thank you very much, Scott, and good to see you again, Gary. It's been a while, so...
I missed you, man.
I missed you, too, but it's great to be
Breaking
back.
Breaking up is hard to do, you know.
Yeah.
Listen to that song.
Great to be back.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and Jay's coming back full force here. Every time I see him, he looks a little healthier, and really nice to see that, Jay. And, you know, you've been through a ton, but, man, you come out shining. You know, God's given you something special there, man, and hang on to it.
He's a testimony.
You need to spread it around, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, you asked what we might talk about this morning, Gar, and the reality is we're still in a amending mode, which means, you know, we're making amends in whatever way we can for anything that we feel represents unfinished business or, relationships that maybe should have been finished even. There's all sorts of ways of looking at amends, and, there's people we'd like to amend things with who we have no way of finding, or they may not even be around. They may be passed on, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, what do we do about things like that? And that's kind of where we're at. I've got a few things we can look at, and... let me grab one of them here, Gar, because there was a couple of real neat readings in an old book that comes from Al-Anon, actually, and which is for friends of people with drinking problems, friends, family, associates, that kind of thing. So, you know, and we all know that these diseases, if you will, or these addictions are really diseases, you know, and there's no question about it. And, you know, the American Medical Association and many others have... you know, in their own minds, proven it. And what I've seen represents real proof to me. So I'm convinced these things are diseases, and they're not really controllable by the people who have them, you know. You know that? You believe that?
Yeah, I had a friend, and his wife was addicted for 25 years. And he sought different places to get her help. And which was still very difficult, even though she went through that treatment, she was still repeating the same thing. It is a disease. It's terrible. Yeah. And I've had close friends who were severely addicted to alcohol.
Yeah.
And it's not an easy thing. And it almost makes them go dumb. You know, they'll put their alcohol in a Coke cup.
Yep.
With a straw, and make you think that they're actually drinking Coke when they're not drinking Coke.
Yep.
Because you can still smell the alcohol. It's like, you know, Coke doesn't smell like that. There's rum and Coke, but then there's straight rum, right?
Yeah, you mix it with gum, and unfortunately...
anything to try to mask their disease, and it's a sad story.
It is. It is.
And I always say, but for the grace of God, there go I.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Right? And all of us, you know.
Yeah, all of us. So it's easy to succumb to that.
Yeah.
Right?
And you know, it's known, addiction is known as a progressive disease. In other words, you don't know if you have a behavior that's compulsive and, you know, going on over and over and over and over and over. You don't know when maybe that would turn into an addiction. And and that's what happens. And many people say, well, it won't happen to me. I've been drinking or doing this drug for so many years, and I stop anytime I want. And Well, you'll hear about the magic line crossed if you go and listen to a lot of stories from addicts or alcoholics in recovery. And they'll tell you pretty quickly that they never thought it would happen to them either. And then all of a sudden, when they decided they'd had enough because life was getting really tough, they just couldn't stop, you know, and that's what happens. So I guess in the end, the real cure, and there is no cure, but the real relief of all these problems is in the education of the very, very young. In other words, something that would convince the very, very young that don't take a chance, and because you don't know. You don't know, young man or young lady, if you have the propensity, if you have the genetics, you know, if you have that personality, you very well might succumb to whatever it is you use as your escape mechanism from this crazy world of ours.
Yeah.
So let me touch on a couple of things here, again from Al-Anon, but very expressive and I believe very true. When we're trying to make amends, you know, this particular paragraph says, in many cases, our changed behavior indicated stronger amends than words could ever be. Mm. If we have any expectations of the response to amends, we're setting ourselves up for disappointment. Mm-hmm. So, in other words, in these recovery programs, especially the 12-step framework, the amending formula and timing and action is for the person making the amends. Mm-hmm. It is not for he or she who is receiving them. So in other words, you don't go out to hurt people or anything like that, but you know that when you've done it properly and you've done everything you can, that's the end of your amends for that particular situation, and you can move on in life. That's the idea behind it. But behavior, what do you think of that? I mean, really, without changed behavior, there's no evidence, really, that anything will ever change. So if a person doesn't start acting different, you know, which over time will change his or her attitude as well, if that doesn't happen, rarely, if ever, is there really any kind of recovery. And I'm sure you've experienced a lot of different things in your life. You've been around a couple of years, and although you didn't get into that yourself, thank God, a lot of people around you probably did. The making of amends, I mean, whether you ever drank or not, there's still amends to be made, but do you have any instances that would fall into with this where you've seen or know that behavior change is really the only answer to an amend that went on for a long time, or, you know, not an amend that went on, but a behavior that went on for a long time, and someone was trying to make good on their end of it. So, anything you can think of?
That's a loaded question.
Yeah, it is. It is.
There's so many things I can think about.
Yeah.
And to be honest with you, I have to look away from the person and look at myself.
Yeah.
Because maybe they're not the problem. Maybe I'm the problem.
Yeah.
Right? What am I expecting? Am I expecting them to give me something that they don't have?
Yeah.
So I have to take a step back and look at myself before I pronounce judgment on them. Because I don't know what they're thinking about me. The ball could go on each side of the court, but it all goes back to me.
Yeah.
And so I got to make amends and take a look at myself before I look at them, right?
Good point.
And
good
pronounce
point.
Judgment on them.
Yeah. And we never get totally pure, so pronouncing the the judgment that says somebody, you know, needs to either make an amend or receive an amend is really not our job, is it?
Well, I got to put it this way. I got wrinkles and I still need ironing.
Yeah. Oh, man, you got the words, I'll tell you.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to lie to you and tell you different.
Yeah.
You know.
What about outstanding amends of your own? I mean, we've talked about family issues and lack of connections over time and all this sort of stuff. And you were obviously brought up and well brought up by somebody, whether or not it was your, you know, a father or a mother
grandma.
Okay. Of course, so grandma receives and deserves all the accolades that could be assigned to you, in a sense.
And mother-in-law as well.
Okay. Well, in those people, that's a good thing to look at. You know, your behavior, I'm sure, is impeccable, but...
don't say that. I will not receive that. Yeah. I'd rather stay low.
Okay, good. So in that, though, I mean, when people are close to you, the people you give the hardest time are those that you're closest to, those you love, and in those relationships, in the way you acted throughout your childhood and growing up, with the grandma and mom-in-law and so on. How were those relationships? Were they ever strained? I mean, is there anything you would go back and, if you could, with grandma, we'll say, and say, you know what, grandma? I wouldn't have done such and such that way, you know, had I an opportunity to change it.
You know, I'll tell you this. Of course, grandma's long gone.
Yeah.
But still very present with me in my heart and my thoughts. And a lot of the things that she said to me growing up, I would say, okay, mom, whatever. And she would always say, there's going to come a time when you want to hear this voice and you won't hear it.
Yeah.
Right? Yes, she's right. A lot of the things that she instilled in me, I still hear it resonating in my thoughts, mm-hmm. in my heart, you know? Like when I'd be freaking out about something or stressed out and trying mm-hmm. to figure out the way, and she goes, lean not on your own understanding.
Yeah.
You know, she, yeah. you know, not rigorously, wholeheartedly repeat scripture after scripture. So if there's anything I can make amends, I wish I could turn back time, but I can't.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And what she's spoken into me, which I still carry today in a bigger way, because I appreciated what she was trying to teach me back then.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Things I didn't want to do, and she says, oh, you're going to do it. She was very forceful, and I thank God for making her forceful.
Yeah. Yep.
You know, I used to say to her, mom, enough. Let's take this out in the back. And she goes, the back? Let's take it out in the front so everybody can see how I'm whooping you. Right? So I'm happy for that. Of course, you know, you have your sibling rivalries, you have your cousins, whatever. Yeah. There's always going to be, that's why they have the family feud.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
But, you know, we keep going on, and hopefully we can all come together before we all take our last breath.
Yeah, exactly.
And who's going to go next?
Yeah.
Right?
Who's going to go next and where?
And where? You know what? That's a good point. Who's going to go next and where?
Yeah.
You know, so if we could make that amends, let's do it while we have a breath. Nobody's perfect.
Yeah.
But, like, we're sitting here today. You know, our brother Jason is here.
Yeah.
We didn't know. You know, his life has been in the balance, but he's been keeping on.
Yep.
It's by grace that he's here and that we get to see him.
Yep.
And we can express our love to him.
Yep.
And hopefully he knew that we were praying for him, talking about him on the radio.
I could feel the prayers.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Excellent.
Because, you know, there's one man behind that thing, the producer, not a seducer. It's the J.
Well, listen, we're gonna take a break here and, because what happens is we break up the show purposefully so we can put commercials and so on.
Yeah.
But it's been an opportunity for us to, you know, talk about maybe a subject and then maybe change a subject or take a new tact on talking about it and so on. So actually it's turned out to be a very positive thing because I name each segment now as part of the commentary that goes out with what ends up on the, you know, as podcast on the website. So it's very interesting. So I think we'll take about a minute, and then we'll come back. And this is Scott, your host at Sharing the Burden. I'm with Gary and Jay. Jay producing, Gary speaking, very eloquently, I might say. And we'll be back in about a minute.